Hey guys, what's up? Ricey is back here again, and I'm here to talk about some bullshit that has been going on recently. Yes, this is about the shit going on Dane's Steam Talk server, which was hacked, again. First, let me give you a little backstory. In the beginning of fall, Dylan, who is known as Dylan McCarthy, the young little Australian dude, has been hacking his server for no reason. I don't know why. Because I've hanged out with him as well as other people in the server, and he seemed like a cool dude. At first, it was understandable for the server to get hacked, because it was only a guest account, so anybody could have access to it. Not only that, but Dylan was putting his server info in public forums, just leaking it out to anybody. Although at the time, when the server was public, I did put Dane's server address on Mastodon, because I wanted my followers to come and join us. It was around the end of August to September, when his server was hacked. 2 months later, Dane brought his server back up, as account-based, so everyone had to have their own account with the username and password. But even then, this weekend, the server was hacked for the second time. This time to Dylan, but mostly it was his friend Errol. To make matters worse, it was all thanks to David, because he gifted his own account to Errol, which then led up to this bullshit. David is known as Radio 1975 on Mastodon. He was also going undercover in Dylan's side. Not only that, but according to Dane himself and the stuff that Dylan told Dane, he was talking a lot of shit about us, me and Dane included. He says that we are annoying, especially how loud we are when we sing and make up random stuff, annoyed about how Dane smokes weed, even though that's none of his business, and how he streams stuff on IceCast like the entire Team Talk server that he put on IceCast. First of all, the random stuff that Dane and I do and say is the stuff we like to do, so, if you don't like it, then you could have always went to another server, or just told us beforehand. This is also coming from a guy who would tell you not to do something, but he does things far worse. It's almost like listening to an ironic parent who tries to tell you not to do one thing, but does something the same, or far worse. This is another reason why Dane's trust issues have been not the best because of people like you two, and the fact that you could have just told him specifically that you didn't want anything to do with him, but instead, you did things the hard way, and just gifted your account to a hacker which then took control of his own server, and now look at this. David, you're like 49 years old, you should know better by now. Were you secretly thinking that the shit that Dylan did was okay? It all makes sense now, since even before that happened, you still talked to him. I also wanna say this. Dylan, why the hell are you doing this anyway? None of us did anything to you and you didn't have to do this shit. I get it, I know sometimes we said that you were a little too young to be on the server anyway, considering some of the stuff that we do and say on here, but other than that, we never did shit to you. Not to mention that 2 months ago, Dylan almost tried to delete a shared folder that I'm a part of, and Ethan was the one who made it. About 9 of us are a part of it, and Dylan tried to remove files from it, but luckily Ethan stopped him from doing that shit, even though we couldn't put files on that iCloud shared folder for a while. At first, I thought it had something to do with us, but it was all because Dylan wanted to remove random files from the folder. I would understand if he wanted to remove his own files, but just randomly deleting stuff that people uploaded into the folder isn't okay. Looks like Dane might just have to ban David from the server, since he started all of this. Not only that, but delete inactive accounts that haven't been active on the server lately. So there you have it, that's what's been going on recently. Still we have so many questions. First of all, why would David hire a middleman to come and help destroy his own server, but not only that, why would he speak out a bunch of bullshit? In Saturday morning, Dane said that according to Dylan, this afternoon, David had a plan for today, and he stayed awake especially to destroy it, so, when Errol came on, David was ready, and the account he used was David's account. Therefore, we need to do a FaceTime group call with each one of them, and find the true story behind all of this shit, and then expose their ass for it. Play with fire, get fucking burned. Well, that's all I have time for today. For the record, fuck you, Dylan, and as for you, Davy Gravy, if I was the owner of that server, your ass wouldn't be getting a new account for that.